标准模拟试题三，第一节，听下面五个句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画。听完每个句子后，你将有五秒钟的作答时间，每个句子听两遍。
Number one.I would like to tell you a funny story about a dog.
I would like to tell you a funny story about a dog.
Number two, I was very angry because my sister read my diary without telling me.
I was very angry because my sister read my diary without telling me.
Number three, it is a good manner to wait in line.
It is a good manner to wait in line.
Number four,The man is cutting the trees down.
The man is cutting the trees down.
Number five. Mary wants to buy a scarf for her mother.
Mary wants to buy a scarf for her mother.
第二节，听下面五个句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语。听完每个句子后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每个句子听两遍。
Number six, I'm sorry I lost the key to your bike.
I'm sorry I lost the key to your bike.
Number seven, what do you do in your free time?
What do you do in your free time?
Number eight. Could you please write down your address on the paper?
Could you please write down your address on the paper?
Number nine, why don't you ask your parents for help?
Why don't you ask your parents for help?
Number ten, wish you have a good time on your birthday party.
Wish you have a good time on your birthday party.
第三节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话听两遍。
Number 11. Is there a garden nearby?
Yes, Go down the bridge street and turn left. It's next to the bank.
Is there a garden nearby?
Yes. Go down the bridge street and turn left. It's next to the bank.
Number 12. Hello, this is Anne speaking. Can I speak to Jack?
Sorry, he went to the library with Mike just now.
Please ask him to call me as soon as he comes back. Hello, this is Anne speaking. Can I speak to Jack?
Sorry, he went to the library with Mike just now.
Please ask him to call me as soon as he comes back.
Number 13. Hi, Lisa. Look at the clock. It is already 10 o'clock. It is time for bed.
Dad, just wait. I'm watching a talk show. I'll be in bed in 20 minutes.
Hi, Lisa. Look at the clock. It is already 10 o'clock. It is time for bed.
Dad, just wait. I'm watching a talk show. I'll be in bed in 20 minutes. Number 14. Would you like some hamburgers for breakfast?
No, I don't like them. I just want some bread.
Would you like some hamburgers for breakfast?
No, I don't like them. I just want some bread.
Number 15. Who is the woman in the picture?
My mother. She used to have long hair.
Who is the woman in the picture?
My mother. She used to have long hair.
Number 14. 每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，听两遍。听第一段材料，回答第16、17小题。
Excuse me, could you please tell me where I can buy some stamps?
Walk along the street and turn left at the third crossing. You'll find a post office on your right.
How far is it from here?
About 3 kilometers. You can take a bus to get there.
Which bus should I take?
The number 8 bus will take you there. Look, there is the bus stop.
Thanks a lot. Excuse me, could you please tell me where I can buy some stamps?
Walk along the street and turn left at the third crossing. You'll find a post office on your right.
How far is it from here?
About 3 kilometers. You can take a bus to get there.
Which bus should I take?
The number 8 bus will take you there. Look, there is the bus stop.
Thanks a lot.
听第二段材料，回答第18至 二十小题。
My name is Jessica. I have learned English for 8 years. However, it is always difficult for me to remember new words. My sister advised me to copy all the new words in a small notebook and put it into the pocket. I did as she suggested. Whenever I'm free, I'll take it out and read the new words.She also told me to write stories with the new words and talk with my classmates in English. Although I made some mistakes at first, I didn't give up. After a month, my English improved a lot with her suggestions.
My name is Jessica. I have learned English for 8 years.However, it is always difficult for me to remember new words. My sister advised me to copy all the new words in a small notebook and put it into the pocket. I did as she suggested. Whenever I'm free, I take it out and read the new words. She also told me to write stories with the new words and talk with my classmates in English.Although I made some mistakes at first, I didn't give up. After a month, my English improved a lot with her suggestions.